Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm James Martins. Today's program features part two of our discussion with Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator Bob Kempf. On yesterday's program, we discussed the public and private sponsorship program for the EMA, and on today's program, we'll discuss the transition between winter weather safety and spring weather safety. One of those things to help keep yourself safe that's going to be coming up, you mentioned the Storm Spotter training that's going to be coming up in Menlo in a couple weeks. I'll kind of talk a little bit about that event and who that's for.
The Storm Spotter class we put on every year in March. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's free and open to the public, so anybody can attend. It usually takes an hour to an hour and a half. It's put on by the National Weather Service out of Des Moines. One of their meteorologists comes out, and we talk about things all the way from cloud formation to winds, tornadoes, different type of rain and hail, how to recognize cloud formations within the sky, how to look at the radar and kind of tell what a storm's doing, how best to observe it. And this is also the class that if you're going to be a registered storm spotter with the National Weather Service, you do have to take this class at least every 2 years. So we have several members of the public, the fire departments, law enforcement that all attend. We usually average somewhere between 60 and 70 people every year, which is nice because it kind of spreads out over the 2 years. But you stop and think, between the two counties, you know, we're every 2 years training 140 to 150 individuals to look at the sky and know what's happening so that we can pass the information on to the National Weather Service. So I encourage anybody to come that would like to come and just learn more. It doesn't mean that you have to be a registered spotter. That's your choice. If you want to just come and learn more about it, that would be fantastic, because we like everybody. That's part of being more prepared. Staying informed is also being not only listening to the radio or the television, but being able to look out your window or the door and know that whatever it is that's coming at you has a potential of doing some type of life or property damage so that you can react early. And it's very important to the National Weather Service to get that information, because where we're at with the radar, a lot of times they can't tell what's happening closer to the ground with the radar. So they depend upon us giving them information for them to decide, you know, if it's time for a warning or what type of information they need to put out.
Yeah, absolutely. All great things. And speaking of coming at us, another season's coming at us pretty soon, within a couple of weeks. It's springtime is in the air. So what tips do you have on how to transition from winter life over to spring life?
Well, probably one of the main things is changing what we have in our emergency kits. Not yet. I wait until farther along in March, but taking the shovel and the blankets and some of those things out of the car, making sure our first aid kit is, you know, up to snuff. We've got our jumper cables, you know, other things that we might use during the spring, summer season in our emergency kits. The same thing with the one in your house. You know, it's time to go through and maybe rotate the water and replace the granola bars or whatever you have in it. You know, make sure your medication records are up to date, new insurance papers, things like that. Just a good time to review all that stuff that's in your house. The other thing is to get signed up for the emergency notifications that we have through our page on Alert Iowa. You can get address-specific weather notifications. A lot of places will send you notifications, but if it's happening in Stewart and you live in Greenfield, you may still get a notification because it's on the south side of Stewart. You know, well, with ours, it is specific to your 911 address. If your 911 address is not in the area that they're issuing the warning for, it's not going to contact you. But the other thing that's very important for people to know is it just doesn't contact you because you live within the county. You have to sign up. So you can go to the Guthrie County website and go to the emergency management page. The same with Adair County. If you go to the Adair and Guthrie County EMA page, up at the top by the cover photo, there's a little button that says sign up. You can click that. It'll take you to the website. Shoot, you can even call me here at the office, and I'll be glad to sign you up and take your information, because there's nothing more important than being informed to help you.
Bob, anything else as we get into more of that severe weather coming up, or anything else out of Guthrie and Adair County EMA?
Well, the main thing is, you know, we are going through this season change now. We're going to have some freezing rain and ice here in the early months. You know, it's not unusual for us to have a snowstorm in March. We had here the last couple weeks a pretty good dose of the freezing rain and sleet, and we can have a lot of power outages. So the main thing is, get prepared. Get signed up for the alerts. Make sure that you're staying informed and be safe.
Fabulous. Once again, that's Bob Kempf, Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Bob, thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, James.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.